Welcome to the Anabu AI blog. In audio, today we're discussing an article that genuinely stopped me mid-read. It's called Agentic AI for Business. Microsoft, Google, and Anthropic just changed the deal by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And if the title sounds like hype, stay with it. The specifics here are worth sitting with.
So the starting point is this. Microsoft, Google, and Anthropic all made significant moves at roughly the same time. Not product updates. Brett calls it a category change.
What does that mean in practice? Because every AI announcement seems to get framed as a category change these days.
Fair. So let's be specific. Microsoft rolled out something called Copilot Cowork, which lives inside Microsoft 365. The key word is autonomous, not a chatbot you type at, an agent with a job. It scans your emails and calendar, pulls client history from your shared files, prepares briefing documents, drafts follow-up emails, creates marketing collateral, all before you ask.
And if you're already paying for Microsoft 365, this is already sitting there.
Already there, right now. Google did something similar with Gemini inside Workspace. One example Brett gives, you type a single instruction, create a comprehensive business proposal for Project X targeting the APAC region, and it produces a proposal in Docs, financial projections in Sheets, a presentation in Slides, one prompt, an entire project.
That's the part I think people are still processing. We're used to AI as something you ask questions. This is different.
Brett frames it exactly that way. The shift is from asking AI a question to giving AI a job. And then Anthropic updated Claude to work as a persistent agent. You assign it an ongoing task, monitoring a competitor's marketing, for instance, and it keeps working across sessions. It remembers, it refines its analysis. Weekly summaries, no prompting required.
That's not a tool. That's closer to a team member.
That's Brett's exact framing.
Okay, I want to ask the cost question, because I think a lot of owners hear this and think, that's for large enterprises, not a business with 50 people.
And this is where it gets genuinely interesting. There's a model called DeepSeek V3.2 out of China that delivers performance on par with GPT-4 at a 90 to 95% reduction in cost. The too expensive argument has evaporated.
90 to 95% is not a rounding error.
Not even close. Brett says this creates two realities at once. An agile SME can now augment their team with digital agents handling marketing, sales, operations, and finance for less than the cost of a single human employee. But your competitors have access to the exact same power. The gap between what's possible and what most SMEs are actually doing is widening by the hour.
So it's not the technology that separates you anymore. It's the strategy.
That's the core argument. But here's the uncomfortable part. While business owners are still debating whether to start, 67% of Australian workers are already using AI tools their employers haven't approved.
Shadow AI. And that number is not a small thing.
It isn't. They're feeding sensitive company data into free public tools. Financial reports, customer lists, strategic plans. No governance, no security review. The consequences, Brett lists, data breaches, intellectual property leakage, compliance failures, fragmented workflows, where 12 teams are using 12 tools that don't connect to each other.
And the owner has no idea it's happening?
No idea. The contrast he uses is NAB. National Australia Bank built what they call a customer brain. Over 3,500 models working together as a central nervous system for the whole organization. Architecture and governance built in from day one. That's what serious implementation looks like.
NAB isn't most SMEs, but the principle holds. You need a strategy before you hand everyone access.
Brett's actual line is, simply giving everyone access to an AI agent without a strategy is not innovation. It is risk with a productivity label on it.
That's a good line.
He gives three concrete things to do. First, audit your processes. Every recurring task, every manual report. Ask whether an AI agent could handle it. Second, build governance first. Approved tools, data handling rules, access controls, and training before widespread deployment. Third, redesign rather than bolt on. Use agents to rethink how the business operates, not just to run old processes a bit faster.
What's the one thing a listener should actually do this week?
Ask your team what AI tools they're already using. Don't assume. The 67% number is not someone else's problem.
Mine would be to open whatever's already in your Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace and see what it actually does in practice. Not the marketing material, the real thing.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working inside your own business, there's a free AI audit available on the site.
Worth doing. See you next time.